More than 24 staffers are working to gather the login information of ECOTS students to hand over to the Ohio Department of Education. The department says it needs that data in order to fill in the gaps of its attendance audit, determining how much instruction a student received each day. But ECOT consultant and longtime lobbyist Neil Clark says the online charter school's lawsuit against ODE will go forward because Ohio law doesn't require ECOT to hand over this information.
The difference here between wanting, because of legislation that's out there, and current revised code are entirely different. You can't want something into law. It has to be in the law.
Part of Clark's argument is that the login information does not tell the whole story, since students don't have to be on their computers in order to be learning or completing work. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Joe Schiavone of Boardman, a critic of charter schools, agrees, but says the login data is supplemental.
It's reasonable stuff. How long is that kid engaged in learning? If they're offline, then document it. Get it to a certified teacher and have that teacher send it to ODE.
One of the big issues is, up until now, ECOT has only used a teacher certification process where the teacher signs off on how much instruction a student received. But if you take a closer look at the form, it specifically asks if a student was simply offered educational opportunities.
Providing opportunity means that any public school brick and mortar could just open the door and say, hey, look, we got books on the shelves. We got some teachers around if you need them. All you got to do is raise your hand and say, I'm here, and you're free to do whatever you want all day. Providing opportunity. We got to talk about educating kids and teaching them while they're in school, whether it's on the computer or in a brick and mortar classroom.
Clark doesn't dispute the fact that the phrase educational opportunity is open-ended because, again, as he argues, that's all that the law calls for.
It's not that we're trying to avoid anything. Give us the audit the same way you did for the last years, and we'll come in and you want to talk about a new methodology for the next calendar year of school, we'll be more than happy to do that. We're not going to participate in a retroactive claim.
At stake here is $108 million, which is what the state allotted for ECOTS funding in the last school year. But to get that money, this attendance audit needs to confirm that each of the e-school's 15,000 students actually received an education. And ECOT officials have said if the state continues their audit at what they believe to be higher standards, the school could shut down.
After years of bullying and changing schools, I could finally learn at my own pace. That's why I can't figure out why bureaucrats at the Ohio Department of Education are breaking their word and trying to close my school.
That's a TV ad that started playing around Ohio in prime time to gather support for the school. ECOT also distributed a memo with a similar message to Ohio's delegation during the Republican National Convention in Cleveland. Schiavone says ECOT is exhausting its legal remedies rather than addressing the real issues.
Instead of turning over this basic information, they've decided to hire lawyers to file lawsuits. They've decided to hire lobbyists in order to act on their behalf. And they've put out thousands and thousands of dollars worth of advertisement rather than dealing with curriculum, rather than dealing with making sure that they get up to speed for this year's school year.
Schiavone adds that turning over the login information should not be damaging enough to close the school down. In response, Clark insists that ECOT will stand its ground.
Turning over the information is not the issue. Turning over the information is not the issue. The issue is the Department of Education insists on doing it their way, and there is no reference to the revised code that dictates that. You guys write the law, we'll follow the law. ODE can't change it on their own whim.
The lawsuit ECOT filed against the ODE is scheduled for trial next year. Andy Chow, at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.